This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. There are some advantages to applying anhydrous ammonia this time of year rather than waiting till spring before planting corn, but there are some risks too. Anhydrous shouldn't be applied in the fall until soil temperatures get below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. With the current turn in weather, we are likely to get below that now. The Kansas Mesonet Station in Parsons can be useful to find what the approximate soil temperatures are. Besides soil temperature, there is a sweet spot for soil moisture as well. Too wet and the injection points smear the soil, and the closing wheel doesn't fold up the soil so some of the gas escapes. Too dry and the soil is crumbly so the gas leaves through the cracks before finding enough moisture to dissolve into the water. We will likely soon have periods of the right soil moisture. The recent rains haven't even come close to filling the soil profile, so it's not too muddy like it often is this time of year. The advantages applying in the late fall is largely to save time in the spring, but also because the spring rains often get in the way of the application window. Ideally, spring implied anhydrous needs to be applied a couple of weeks before planting corn, due to the risk of the ammonia killing the seed at the site of application. At times, trying to find that dry spell in the spring to plant corn is hard enough. Anhydrous ammonia reacts fairly quickly, but not instantly, with soil water to convert it into ammonium, and then the ammonium is retained on the soil cationic exchange capacity. The goal in applying in the cold soil is to keep the ammonium where it'll stick onto the clay surfaces and stay fairly immobile until spring. The risk of applying anhydrous in the late fall is losing it to denitrification before the corn gets planted. The change from ammonia to nitrate is dependent upon soil pH, moisture, and temperature, basically anything that affects the soil microbes. In the spring, if the rain delays the corn from getting planted when the soil warms up, then denitrification would increase nitrogen losses. It is difficult to calculate how much denitrification has taken place and is often uneven throughout a field. However, it could mean the need for a top-dress nitrogen application on young corn. It might also be a good idea not to put all the eggs into the fall anhydrous basket and still just plan for a split application of some nitrogen fertilizer in the spring anyways. The ammonia itself has some microbial limiting effects because it is caustic, but also the nitrification inhibitors such as NSERV or Sertrino can keep ammonia from converting into nitrates. Some publications say we are too far south in this part of Kansas and Missouri to risk fall implied anhydrous, but there aren't any specific guidelines. Here in Southeast, we are commonly pressed for time in the spring to get corn planted in our heavy clay soils that often take a long time to dry out after a rain. However, those same wet soils delay planting and can increase the risk for denitrification. The long-range climate outlook is giving a probability that the next few months should be drier than usual, but we might actually get back to a somewhat normal rainfalls by spring. If you have any questions over soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.